Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the light is coming from the Lord. He shined his light so him and I can be on one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we rarely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to listen. We play our hand, we think he planned, we on our own mission. It fall apart, then we blank off of our own decisions. He laid the passion through the mess, he gave us all a vision. And said we'd never chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gullible, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. Weak in the mind, so that's a sign they are a walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so you're doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take the charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my plight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ, it won't stop. Bringing Christ to city blocks. People unemployed, top is block, so they sell them rocks. Keep it real, it's hard to knock. When you really know the plot, we need a Christ to solid rock, because we are a lost flock.
How you rate me? I do this for my Jesus, really, y'all can't even hate me. I hear the word of God popping like a gun on safety. Louder than the enemy, he really wanna break me. Praying hard to Jesus Christ, I need him to embrace me. My lifestyle is flaky, at best most are shaky. I'm trying to open up the enemy, want to sedate me. Bearing me and working bills, no time for music daily. Help me save more people to add to God's kingdom. You gotta know your system, start to recognize your demons. When you're hearing Christ, you're hearing freedom ringing. You gotta change your ways before you're in the mausoleum. I care about my people, I wanna see a stronger. More people see the kingdom, please start serving Christ with honor. No, I'm not perfect, just hold on one accord. I gotta change my own way so I can stay aboard. You're loving so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You loving so much, so you're loving beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is old, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. I flow for those that's living reckless. I got some preconceived. All my rhymes, they hold a message. Christ is in my heart, he used to kiss me on my necklace. I let my chain hang while my heart was still reckless. I was all about the fashion as I missed the lesson. The change was a distraction as I was missing blessings. Missing the blessing that's like an empty confession. It is only a problem you want to get into heaven. We claim keeping it real but never showing the proof. Fighting for your lifestyle but stay away from the truth. Claiming that you are so real, your life is so obtuse. Real recognize real when I don't recognize you. This world is almost over, but still you perform. Christ knows the man behind the one that you perform. When the real you died, Christ wept when he mourned. The real you blew away like sand in the windstorm. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Now, my son is my legacy, keeping him on course, follow Christ with the family, whole family clergy, go to church, it's his pedigree, he's a great piece of paper, got him right, legibly, true man of God, in heaven's where your treasures be, teach him how to trust God and recognize your enemies, teach him how to stay away from drugs and the Hennessy, keep his mind clear, so he's always thinking sensibly, his mind is open, so precocious. Put him on an instrument, he's getting more focused. Brain move ahead of time like Marty and his flaming Lotus. Show him stay with Christ, and nothing's ever hopeless. He gotta be a man of God, no weapon formed against him shall ever prosper. Stay with Christ and shining like a prism. I pray to God Almighty, keep my boy safe. Keep him next to you when I'm in a better place. You love him so, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so you love him beautiful. That agape love, that mean it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. You love him so, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so you love him beautiful. That agape love, that mean it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual.
Yes, you are listening to True Advocate here at Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for True Advocate, rapping for Jesus. Rapping for Jesus. That's the pastor of To God Be the Glory Church of Worship, located right here in the state of Maryland. To God Be the Glory Church of Worship, Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., overseer, is his mother, Apostle Deborah O. Gilmore, Chief Apostle Deborah O. Gilmore, the bishop over the church, his dad, Bishop Gregory Gilmore Sr. We thank God for a True Advocate, pastor of To God Be the Glory Church of Worship, and his beautiful, blessed wife, Melissa Gilmore, First Lady, Pastor. We thank God for you. God is truly good. Can use whoever he would like to use. Amen. And you can't do nothing about it. We thank God for using him in a mighty way, rapping for Jesus. The word of God is being presented in that rap. He said he loved Jesus so much he don't need a visual. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He has that kind of faith. You don't have to see it to believe it. That's the faith he has in Jesus Christ. He doesn't need a visual. Thank you, God. I don't need to see it. I'm just going to believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. If God says, by his stripes I'm healed, I'm believing that. Amen? God said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I believe it. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I'm going to believe it. I don't have to see it. He's going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I believe it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I believe it. I don't need to see it. Thank you, True Advocate. His faith is so strong, he don't need to see it. Amen. He's believing it. Do you believe God this morning? Do you trust God this morning? Thank you, Jesus. God is truly good. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. Tell a friend to tune in. Amen. If they want to be blessed by the Almighty Living God, tell them to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, Double Portion Blessing. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God that we serve. And he's with you always. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. When father and mother forsake you, then God will take you up. That's the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah this morning. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. He didn't have to do it, but he didn't. But he did. It wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't your cell phone. It wasn't someone that shook you and said, oh, it's time for you to get up. The hand of God breathed another breath of fresh air in your lungs. He kept that heart beating, the blood flowing freely through your veins. Thank you, Jesus. You might have had some aches and pains. That's all right. God is able to heal you from the aches and pains. Sometimes we need a little bit of pain to let us know who God really is so that we may call on Jesus. Some of us won't call upon him until we're in a situation, until things are going wrong. So sometimes some of us need a little bit of situations in our life so that you can be still and know that I am God, not you. You can't do it, but God can. The Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Through Christ who strengthened me, I can do all things. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And I pray that you're living according to the Word of God, living according to the will of God. Let God's will be done, not my will, but God's will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said he'll be with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Thank God. He's a God that we can depend on him. As the song say, I can depend on God. Through the rain, through the snow, through the sleet, through the hail, I can depend on God. When they call me everything but a child of God, I can depend on God. When I'm going in the hospital to get surgery, I can depend on God. When the doctor say I got HIV or AIDS, I can depend on God. When the doctor say I got cancer, I can depend on God. When I got breast cancer, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, lung cancer, I can depend on God. When the doctor say I need a new kidney, I can depend on God. Ex-Chief Petty Officer Wallace Green got his second kidney. When the doctor said he was too sick, he couldn't give him a second kidney. They didn't even want to give him the first kidney. But he depended on God. He walked by faith and not by sight. He's not in the church every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, every Friday. But he had faith. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes the unsaved got more faith than the saved folk got. Thank you, Jesus. Huh. You better check yourself, as Deacon Yarbrough said. You better check yourself, Christians. What kind of faith do you have? Or where is your faith? What is your faith in? Yes. Sometimes the unsaved got more faith than the saved have. While we're whining and crying and murmuring and complaining, the unsaved are going to do what they got to do. Ain't thinking about nobody. Ain't thinking about what you say, what you going to do. Huh? They walk by faith. My God, my God, my God. Sometimes we got to look at the world. The world should be looking at the Christians. We should be setting that example. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody need to hear this morning. Are you walking by faith and not by sight? Are you trusting God? Are you believing God? Are you obeying God? No matter what's being said, no matter what's being done, no matter what's going on, are you trusting God in the rain, the sun, the sleet, the hail? In the midst of your situations, he said, I'll be with you even while you're in trouble. That's the kind of God that we serve. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for who he is and not because of what he's doing in your life. We thank him, and we praise him, and we glorify him, and we magnify him, the almighty living God, not man. We're magnifying the almighty living God early in the morning, and Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries praying 24 hours around the clock. We thank you, God, for those that said I can't sleep at night. They are praying. Thank you, Jesus. They're not worrying about sleeping at night. They ain't got to go to work the next day anyway. So they get up and they pray. Thank God. God has placed someone in your mind, on your spirit. You begin to pray for that individual, your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Glory, hallelujah. Put them in God's hands. Remember, my sisters and my brothers, we can't change nobody. We can't even change ourselves. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Glory, hallelujah. Put them in God's hands. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. You can't change nobody. You can't make nobody love you. You can't make nobody like you. Let go and let God. Move on. Shake the dust from your feet and watch miracles happen. When you stop trying to change people, trying to make people like you, you can't buy love. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You cannot buy love. No matter what you do, you can't buy love. Remember, salvation is free. Jesus suffered, died on the cross for what? Our sins. You didn't pay anything for that. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God. You don't have to write a check for salvation. It's free. But I thank God for those that have the gift of helps. Once you're saved, you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're born again, you're in the body of Christ, you're a child of God, you're a man of God, you're a woman of God, and you want to help somebody. As the song says, if I could help somebody, then my living would not be in vain. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless those that are helpers. Bless those that have the gift of helps. Give them a double portion blessing. The Word of God says it's better to give than to receive. And I thank you, because you know what? What goes around comes back to you. Hallelujah. And when you tithe, you expect a blessing from God. You expect God to move on your behalf when you pay your tithes, my sisters, my brothers. When you give that 10%, it's only 10%. It's God's money, it's not yours. You expect God to move on your behalf, and he will do it. You expect the hand of God in your life. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. You expect for God to move on your behalf when you pay your tithes and your offerings. Amen. You do it for spirit of expectancy. Pray over them and say, God, I know you're going to work a situation out for me. God is decreasing some bills right now. God is wiping away some bills right now. God is healing you right now. God is blessing you with the favor of God. Always pray for favor. Favor will get you where money will never get you. The favor of God. I decree and declare that you have the favor of God upon your life this day forth. Expect miracles, signs, and wonders. Expect the moving hand of God of your life. Wake up with a spirit of expectancy. Good things. Positive things. A lot of us can think about negative things happening right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Positive. God is going to bring you through those trials and tribulations. He didn't say that all was going to be easy, but he's going to bring you through. Yes, he will. Glory, hallelujah. Look at our mothers and grandparents and great-grandparents who have made it through. Happy birthday, Mother Mary Robinson. God has brought her through all those years, 99 years old. Thank you, Mother Mary Robinson. Thank you, Jesus. She's raised children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, grandchildren, generation after generation after generation. Mother Mary Robinson, happy birthday to you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. She's seen some things. She's been through some things. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing her and keeping her throughout the years. Thank you for Mother Annie Green, 91 years old, for keeping her, watching over her, leading her, and guiding her. They have been through some things. They have been through some things, my sisters and my brothers. My God, my God. And there's many others. The dad of Sister Burdetta Washington. I believe she said he's 84 years old. He's seen some things. He's been where you've never been. They can share some wisdom with you, my dear ones. You may have the book knowledge, but they have the wisdom. And we thank God for the wisdom. We thank God for the gifts that they're passed on to their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Next generation, We thank God for their gifts that God has blessed them with. You know, gifts come from God. The world gives you talents, but God gives us gifts. Thank you, Jesus, for the many gifts that you have blessed us with. And we thank you for our seniors. We thank you, Father, right now. We pray for them, that you'll keep them and watch over them, and that we honor them, and that we glorify them, and that we magnify them, and we praise them, and we embrace them. We love them. We protect them. And, Father, you keep them safe from seen and unseen danger. Send forth your healing power upon their mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank God for those that are still in the land of living that God has blessed with many years. Thank you, Jesus. They have surpassed the number of years that he said that we would have in the Word of God, and that's a blessing. Sit down and talk with them. Pray for them. Honor them. We pray that God will keep them in their right mind. We come against dementia, Alzheimer's. We come against those spirits right now that they will not attack our loved one's mind. And we pray for them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against that disease of dementia and Alzheimer's. Regulate the minds, Father God, of every individual on the sound of my voice. We're praying in advance right now in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that you'll regulate our minds because you said that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch our minds that we will not be confused. We will not be upset. We will not be worried because we are trusting in you, the almighty living God. We thank you for Pastor Rosie Cobia celebrating 80 years. We thank you right now for Deaconess Phyllis Blue celebrating life. We thank you, glory be to God. Deaconess Mamie Duffy, bless her with many more years. We thank you, Father, right now. Mothers and fathers and grandparents, even sisters and brothers that surpassed 70 years. We thank you for them right now. Some of us have sisters and brothers that have raised us. And we thank you, Father God. Glory be to God. Dr. Charles E. Savage, God is with you. King David Nursing Home, God is with you. Other seniors and elders that are in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, God is with you. Sister Nettie, God is with you. Glory be to God. God is with you. And we pray that God will protect them from seen and unseen danger. There are blessings. There are blessings. And we thank you right now, Father, for our blessings. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you, your prayer requests, your praise reports. Request your beautiful prayer rug. Indeed, it is a blessing. If you stand in need of anointing oil, we will get that to you. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Even those that stand in need of communion, my God, you need your communion every day. Every day, especially those of you that are taking medication. Just like you take your medication, you need to take your communion every day. Do this as often as ye please. Glory be to God. And Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry will bless you with communion. Thanks be to God. We are a blessing ministry. God blesses us because we bless others. Those that stand in need of our daily breads, we will send those to you. Requested by writing. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And we will pay the postage and handling. Isn't God good? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's go to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noose and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But guess what? It shall not come nigh thee. I should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And he's blessing our loved ones with long life. And we pray that health will be restored in the name of Jesus. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Fight your battle. Read Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Let God fight your battle, and he will succeed. He hasn't failed you yet. He's won every battle that he had to fight. Thanks be to God. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. You got to get this in your spirit. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do what? Good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You will be fed spiritually and physically. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. And you know, sometimes we keep begging for something, to ask for something that we don't need to have. You know, he'll give you that too. So you say, oh my God, I wish I hadn't asked for that. How did I get into this? You kept saying you want it. Okay. I'm going to give it to you. Now let me see how you're going to handle that. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Hold on until the 11th hour. Don't give up, men and women of God. Don't give up. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of what? The man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And we got some wicked folk out here in this day and time. Some wicked folk. I want you to know that. Don't act all surprised. The word of God says what? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. We got some wicked folk out here. They'll do anything, say anything. They don't care. Satan don't care about you. So why are you being nice to Satan? You know who they are. God has given you the gift of discernment. And if not, you need to pray for the gift of discernment. God will tell you who, what, when, why, and where. Pray for the gift of discernment, my sisters and my brothers. Indeed, it is a blessing. cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. When we say the battle is not yours, is what? It's the Lord's. Thank you, Jesus. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. But yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Oh, my God. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. This is the word of God. Not my word. The word of God. Uh-huh. In verse 10 it says, for yet a little while. Your time is not God's time. God's timing is the right time. Somebody said, I wish you would hurry up and do something about him or her. Uh-uh. No, no, no. You pray for him. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God is testing and trying you. Uh-huh. God is testing and trying you. And if you pray for patience, you're going to go through something. I want you to know that. You're going to go through something with praying for patience. So watch out. God's going to take you through some trials and tribulations. He's going to take you through some situations. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. Peace. Abundance of peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be what? Broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Forever. Means forever. The word of God for the people of God. Watch God move in your life like never before. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And God will I praise his word. And God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Should they escape my iniquity and thine anger cast down people, O God? Thou tellest my wandering. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. God is for you, my dear ones. God is for me, and God will I praise his word, and the Lord will I praise his word, and God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Job wasn't afraid. Job didn't give up. He held on to God's unchanging hand. No matter what his friend said, no matter what his wife said, he trusts God. And God have I put my trust, not in your money, not in your degree, not in your gifts and talents, not in your looks. And God will I praise his word, And the Lord will I praise his word. And God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Thanks be to God. Psalm 56, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God where we serve. That was Psalm 56, to read the word of God. My sisters and brothers, we got to study the word of God. Let it sink down in our souls, deep down in your sanctified soul. You are holy. God is holy. He created you in his image. Your body is a temple of God, my dear ones. Keep that body holy. Keep that body holy. You are created in his image. Thank you, Jesus. Your body is a temple of God. I want you to hear that this morning. My body is a temple of God. They got quite upset the other day. An actress, I didn't get her name, an actress said that she can go without sex for years. She's not married. And they were like, oh, my God, is that really true? She said, I can go without sex for years. She want to be kept. She want to be kept by the almighty living God. And he will keep you if you want to be kept. Thank you, Jesus. As old folks say, why buy the cow and you can milk it free? My God, my God, my God. Somebody know what that means. Your body is a temple of God. Men and women. Men and women. Your temple is holy. Keep it holy for the sake of the almighty living God. And won't God bless you above and beyond? He said he'll give you desires of your heart. Is that one of your desires? To walk upright? To keep you holy? Acceptable? To please God and not man? Watch out. Watch out. Do you want to be kept? God will keep you. The word of God says he will give you desires of your heart. And we think it's all about things. He will keep your body if you want to be kept. Stop giving out samples. My God, my God, my God. If he or she love you, they will respect you. Thank you, Jesus. I heard one of the individuals said, I am a Christian. That was her answer to that question. I am a Christian. Thank you, Holy Spirit. She was saying, I'm a woman of God. I'm being kept by Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that actress was brave enough to make that announcement on TV. We thank God for her. We thank God for her. Men and women of God, we got to be bold soldiers. Thank you, Jesus. He will keep you if you want to be kept. Stop giving out samples. Those that have never been married before, God is going to make a way out of no way for you to bless you with the desires of your heart. If you would like to get married, save your body for your spouse. And pray that God will bless you with the spouse that he wants you to have. And once God joins you together, I want you to know that marriage is work. Amen. Marriage is work. And pray that God will have you equally yoked. The word of God says don't be unequally yoked. Pray to God Thank you, God. Send those prayers out in advance right now. I have a cousin, and she had planned her wedding at an early age in elementary school. She was planning her wedding. Nicole planned her wedding in elementary school. She wanted to get married one day and have children. Thank you, Jesus. And Nicole is still married. I know it's been over 25 years. Thank you, Jesus. God will give you the desires of your heart. He will answer your prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is a good God. What God has placed together, let no man put asunder. Thank you, God. God didn't put all these marriages together. I want you to know that. And we know it too. But thank God for those that bless those that were attentive to the will and the word and the way of God. God will bless your marriage. God is blessing your marriage. Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., First Lady Melissa Gilmore, God is blessing your marriage. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gilmore, God is blessing your marriage. Pastor Victor Mines and First Lady Mines, God is blessing your marriage. Elder Don Smith, Elder Annette Smith, God is blessing your marriage. Ruth Bellamy, Brother Alfred Bellamy, God is blessing your marriage. Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton, God is blessing your marriage. 35 years they're celebrating. Congratulations, Elder Cassie Lofton and Deacon Lofton. Thank God for you, Deacon Lofton, going to her mother, crying out for the woman that you love. And look at God. It's now 35 years. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's a good man that found her for wife. The man that found her for wife. Women, you pray to God. You don't go out looking for a man. My God, my God, my God. Don't sell yourself cheap. Thank you, Jesus. As the Staples singers say, respect yourself. Women, respect yourself. Men, respect yourself. It goes both ways. The man that findeth a good wife findeth a good thing. Women, you pray. You seek the Lord. The men do the same thing. They pray too. But God will bless you with the right mate. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. Isn't God good? I've seen some that have divorced, and God has brought them back together. Thank you, Jesus. Alice Reb, her and her husband divorced 3 times, but they're back together. It was meant to be. He had to get his act together. Thanks be to God. But what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God for marriage between a male and female. We thank God for King Alamasi and Archbishop Alamasi. We thank God for that marriage. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We appreciate you. For those that are praying for a mate. We thank you for those women that are praying for a male, a husband. We thank God for the men that are praying for a female in marriage. We thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for joining them together, uniting them together as one. And we thank you, Father God, for those that are now widowed, that stayed with their male or female spouse, that you'll bless them, that you'll comfort them, that you'll guide them, and that you'll lead them every step of the way. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. We thank God for Pastor Reverend Maybelle Hickman and the ministry that she has for widows and widowers. She's blessing them continuously. Don't forget about the widows and widowers. God wants you to bless them. Pray for them, first of all. So we thank God for Pastor Maybelle Hickman, Cities of Refuge ministry that blesses the widow and widowers. And we know that the body of Christ should take care of those widows and widowers. We thank you, Jesus. Comfort them in the loss of their loved one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Thank you, God. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Sometimes in prayer, we try to change, improve. We try to improve or change the people or situations for which we pray. And we become quite frustrated when they do not seem to respond to our prayers. Uh-huh. Watch out. God gave spiritual man the power of choice to improve or not improve as he wishes. That's God. God gave spiritual man the power of choice. You have a choice. He ain't forcing himself on you. You have a choice. Watch your choices, men and women of God. Watch the choices that you make. God gave spiritual man the power of choice to improve or not improve as he wishes. He's a gentleman. You got to invite him in. He's not going to knock the door in and force himself on you. He's not a thief. He's not a robber. Thank you, Jesus. God gave spiritual man the power of choice to improve or not improve as he wishes. And as I always say, stop giving people a piece of your mind. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And now you're all confused. Don't know which direction to go in. Because you done gave out your mind. You done gave everybody a piece of your mind, and now you ain't got none left. Don't know which direction to go in. Stop giving everybody a piece of your mind. They don't need it. You need it yourself. And using the miracle prayer, instead of trying to change and improve others, watch out. Instead of trying to change and improve others, you can cast the burden of your prayers on the Almighty Living God, on the higher power of Almighty God. Cast your burdens on the Lord and leave them there. And stop trying to change other people. Stop trying to make people love you. You can't do that. You can't even change yourself. And using a miracle prayer, instead of trying to change and improve others, you cast the burden of your prayers, the higher power of the Christ consciousness. Uh-huh. You talk about a miracle. You talk about getting some relief. You ain't going to need no Alka-Seltzer. Stop trying to change people. Stop trying to make people love you. My God, my God, my God. The Word of God says, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you for what? The Bible tells you so. Everybody ain't going to like you. But God loves you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God loves you. I want you to know that this morning. Those that are behind prison bars, God loves you. Those have been walking the streets all night long, prostituting, committing adultery, fornication, lying, backbiting, gossiping, coveting what somebody else has. God loves you for sin. He hates the sin. My God, my God, my God. S-I-N. Anything that you do, say, think, speak, that's not of God, is sin. and stop listening to those things that you shouldn't be listening to. On the radio. Stop watching those things, pornography, on TV, on the CDs, on the tapes, on the whatever. You know it's not of God. It's filth and it's garbage. It's sin, S-I-N. He loves you, but he hates the sin. If the people in situations for whom you pray do not wish to respond to your prayers, their lack of cooperation does not stop your prayers from being answered. My God, my God, my God. Pray for those that despitefully use you. You pray for them. The Christ consciousness simply helps you overcome or literally over. Watch this. Come up over those troublesome people and situations and be freed from them as you rise into a higher level of understanding. That's what happens. That's a miracle prayer. The Christ consciousness simply helps you to overcome. As I said, you're an overcomer. You're not a survivor. The Christ consciousness simply helps you overcome or literally come up over those troublesome people and situations and be free from them as you rise into a higher level of understanding. When you're reading and studying the Word of God, you get into a mode of a higher understanding, another level. You should be at another level now. You shouldn't be at the same level you were at when you were 10 years old. You were in the fifth grade then. When you become 17, 18, you should be on your way to college, a higher level. And God will take you spiritually to a higher level. Only God can do it. Let me say that again. The Christ consciousness simply helps you overcome or literally come up over those troublesome people and situations and be free from them as you rise into a higher level of understanding. Invaluably lift you into higher levels of living as well. Higher levels. God has raised you up for such a time like this. Come up over. As Miss Obama says, when they go low, you go up. Don't let them bring you down to their level. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to make you angry. He wants to get you upset. He wants to stop you from doing good. But God is raising you up. Come up over. Come up over. Amen. Act like you didn't even hear those words they were saying. My God, my God. Or they say, I'm going to pray for you. They'll probably say, I don't want you praying for me. I don't need no prayer. You need to pray for yourself. You say it anyway. Or you can just keep your mouth shut and say, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I want you to get this morning. Sometimes in prayer we try to improve or change the people or situation for which we pray, and we become quite frustrated when they do not seem to respond to our prayers. God gave spiritual man the power of choice to improve or not improve as he wishes. And using a miracle prayer instead of trying to change and improve others, you can, what? You can cast that burden of your prayers upon the Almighty Living God. If the people and situations for whom you pray do not wish to respond to your prayers, their lack of cooperation does not stop by your prayers from being answered. The Christ consciousness simply helps you overcome or literally come up over those troublesome people and situations and be free from them as you rise into a higher level of understanding, which inevitably lift you into higher levels of living as well. Higher level. God has raised you up. Don't go back there with them. Don't argue with them. You praise God. When they go down, you go up. You're an overcomer. You are overcomers over those situations. You still shouldn't be at that same level you were yesterday. Today you're at a different level. Come up over. You're overcoming, my sisters and my brothers. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Good morning, and God bless you, prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors. You're at a new level today. Didn't the disciples say God teaches how to pray? And that's what we're doing, teaching you how to pray, what to pray for, when to pray. God is good. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. This is miracle working season, and you're at another level now. You're not at that same level yesterday. They're going to see a brand new you. Did I can believe it? Don't give the enemy what he's looking for. Watch out. Watch out. The enemy know exactly what button to push. But you know what? You're at a different level now. He can push all your buttons and nothing's going to happen. You're in another level, my sisters and my brothers. Receive the word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Someone you can't stand being around, God's going to bless you to overcome that individual. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's where your blessing come in. You're overcomer. Come up over those individuals, that situation. God is raising you up for such a time like this. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again on Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. You are an overcomer. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Don't give the enemy what he's looking for. God bless you real good. I decree and declare that you are an overcomer. You're at another level, a higher level. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.